Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
As we do every Tuesday, or at least we're going to start doing a routine, I would love to get one last NFL thought from Week 7 out of you. So, Arcan, outside of the Patriots, what is your NFL Week 7 takeaway?
My Week 7 takeaway is this. In the AFC, you know who the bad teams are. You know who the bad teams in the AFC are. It's clear who they are and who they're going to be, with maybe the exception being Baltimore, because they should be getting their MVP quarterback back, and hopefully for them anyway, that changes. But other than that, you know who the bad teams are. You know the Titans are bad. You know the Raiders are bad. You know the Jets are bad. You know the Dolphins are bad. You're pretty sure that Cleveland's bad, but that defense is good. They can win some games just on the defense. And Judkins looked like he's, becoming something there in that backfield. In the AFC, you know who the bad teams are. But I have a hard time really knowing who the good teams are as opposed to the middle. There's not much of a middle class in the AFC right now. Much like in America, no more middle class. Not much of a middle class in the AFC. Jacksonville, I guess. The Chargers, I guess. But the Chargers could be a really good team. And the Jaguars might suck. The Chiefs, they're not middle class. They're the Chiefs. Buffalo, I don't know. There's no middle class. Right now, you're either good or you suck. And I'm not sure who's good. I know who sucks. I'm not sure who's good. And that's my main takeaway from the AFC, and I think that all very much benefits the Patriots. In the NFC, I thought it was a little more defined, but not really there either. Even the good teams now, like the Eagles, are a good team, but they also might suck. I know who sucks. I know that the Cardinals suck, and I know the Saints suck, but they're not as bad as, they have a bad record, but they're better than their record. Other than that, I'm not really even sure who sucks in the NFC. The Giants are 2-5. They don't suck. The last place team in the North is the Vikings, who are 3-3. The Cardinals suck, the Saints suck, and that's basically it. Everyone else in the NFC is kind of good. So, it's kind of the same problem. There's no middle class. No middle class in the NFL through 7 weeks. Either you suck. In the AFC, there's a lot of you who suck. In the NFC, they're all pretty good. Couple of teams that suck, but there's no middle class at all. And I think that's odd because usually by this point, by week 7 or 8, 6 or 7, usually around that time, you have an idea of who's actually good, who's actually bad, and who's just right there in the middle. And I don't really know too much about any of it right now. I feel like it's all very vague and very up in the air. And that makes it exciting on some levels. It makes it exciting for a team like the Patriots.
Well, I want to stay to the NFL and look at one thing that went viral from this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. Zach's going to throw it up on the Twitch feed for us. But it's about that Broncos-Giants game. Afterwards, take a look at Dre Greenlaw approach Brad Allen, the official. He was absolutely heated. I don't know exactly what for, but either way, Greenlaw is facing the consequences. He is suspended one game on appeal. He's going to miss Denver's home game against Dallas. Looking at this video and reading about what you know about the situation, what are your thoughts on Dre Greenlaw receiving a one-game suspension for aggressively approaching the official?
He didn't grab him like Bill did. Remember Bill chasing that guy off the field at the end of, I think it was a Ravens game? Put hands on him, like had him by like the forearm.
The replacement ref era.
This was after the game-winning field goal. This was after they won. Dre Greenlaw could have just celebrated with his teammates. Could have just gone over to the sideline and, you know, a couple chest bumps, a couple slaps on the helmet, you know. Get ready to go out and hit the town. Was the game in New York or the game in Denver? I forget.
It was in Denver.
Game was in Denver. Yeah, go out, hit Market Street, you know. Go out and party. Go hit the 16th Street Mall. There's no reason to do that if you're a football player, but you know what I mean. Go out there, have some fun. Denver's a fun city. And instead, he goes charging at that referee. I mean, charging at him. And even if you don't want to go celebrate, you want to rub it into the Giants. Ah, in your face, Giants. No, no, no. He went right after that ref. I don't know exactly what the deal was. I don't know what he was. I'm not sure what the genesis of that was. Because that was a great finish to that game. Was there a play he got whistled for? Was there a penalty he got whistled for? Even if there was, you can't do that. You can't charge at the referee menacingly like that. And you definitely can't put hands on him, which he didn't do, but Bill did, and Bill got in trouble for that. But I don't think he got suspended, did he? Bill didn't get suspended. Bill never got suspended.
I think
suspended.
He just got fined.
Yeah, he got fined. They should probably fine Greenlaw. Suspending him, I think, is a little much. Missing a game check because you yelled at a ref after the game, like that's a little much. If he took a swing at him or knocked him down or spit in his face or something like that, yeah, fine, suspend him for that. But running up and yelling some things on your way over to the sideline, I think that was dumb. But also, it was dumb of him to do that in the first place. You won the game, dude. Relax.
Get over here!
For some reason, it's all football-related here. Jacoby Myers reiterated his point that he wants to be traded with the trade deadline approaching, which is November 4th, by the way. He was asked once again if he still wants to be traded, and he said, quote, "Oh, for sure. But I'm a professional at the end of the day. I'm just trying to play good football. If I'm here, I'll play good football. If I'm not here, I'll go out there and play wherever I'm supposed to be." Arkan, would you like to see the Patriots reunite with one Jacoby Myers?
I thought that was a hilarious response. You still want to be traded? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely, I do. Not even hiding it, not trying to gussy it up. And I get why. Jacoby Myers plays for the Las Vegas Raiders, okay? The Las Vegas Raiders. I know there's a lot of people who live in Las Vegas. And there's some sports fans out there in Vegas. It's not like they don't exist. But that seems still like a very transient fan base, doesn't it? You can say that because what's the backlash? Who's the backlash going to come from? The Las Vegas Raider faithful? I mean, I just don't think that even exists. They've gotten off to such a bad start out there in Vegas with the awful Josh McDaniels years, and, you know, and they bring in Pete Carroll and Geno Smith, and Geno Smith turns back into a pumpkin, and Pete Carroll has no answers, and that team just got absolutely pantsed by the Chiefs. If I'm Jacoby Myers, I want out of there too. What was the other part of the question? Should the Patriots go for him? Is that part of the question? I mean, sure, but I also don't think that's – if they only have a finite amount of trade capital – to offer at this deadline, I would rather it didn't go toward Jacoby Myers. And it's not because I don't like Jacoby Myers. I like him just fine, but he's a little getting up there in the years. And I do think that there is not a tremendous need at wide receiver right now. I just don't think there is. That would have been something maybe you would have done last year or the year before. I would have maybe got it a little bit more because they were just having such a hard time moving the ball through the air and the quarterbacks really needed the help and whatever. But I just don't see that as a major thing right now. Would it be bad? No, of course not. I mean, I think it would make them better. He's a good receiver, and he's got familiarity here, and I think he'd work well with May, and I think he'd work well with Josh. He has before, but I'm not banging down the door for that right now. If they were going to improve at the deadline, I think there's other places I would rather see that happen. On the offense, running back, obviously, and on defense, I think there's a couple of places, safety, edge rush, et cetera, where those, if there's a finite amount of draft capital, and there usually is, I think they'd be better served in those places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This one actually caught my eye, talking about baseball here that's not postseason or World Series, anything like that. Albert Pujols was in the mix to be the next manager of the Angels, which kind of surprised me. I didn't think Pujols would get into the managerial game so quickly, but he's not going to be with the Angels. That's going to Kurt Suzuki.
Right.
He's going to meet with the Padres, potentially. I'll just ask you, you've seen a lot of Albert Pujols. You saw a lot of his career, pretty much all of his career. How do you think he would do as a manager of a baseball team?
I don't know. I feel like power hitters don't often become managers, you know? Like, I feel like that's rare. It's usually, like, he played in the field, but, you know, he's basically a DH. Like, he wasn't much of a fielder. If he was in the American League, he would have been a DH all those years, I think. But, like, I feel like when you're thinking about players who become good managers, you could see Pujols being, like, a good hitting coach. It's always catchers. You ever notice that? Catchers always end up being managers. So I don't know if Pujols would have been any good or not. I don't know what kind of methods he has and managerial style he has or any of that sort of thing. I do know that he was very, for the most part, in his career, pretty scandal-free, right? Like, there wasn't much with him. Never got caught up in the juice and stuff. Did he? Was there ever anything with him? I don't think there was, right? No Pujols.
No, no scandals for Pujols.
No, he wasn't on any list. He wasn't in the Mitchell Report. He wasn't on any of that stuff, I don't think. Maybe I'm misremembering. If I am, let me know. 617-779-7937. But I don't think, and believe me, he looked like he was doing steroids. They all did. But, like, nothing. He never peed hot on anything. You know? Like, I think he was pretty much clean as my mother's kitchen floor there, which, you know, in that era was kind of a pretty big accomplishment, especially when you looked like that and you hit as many home runs as he did. Almost every single one of those other guys got swept up in it somehow. They were on a list or, you know, they went and met with whoever at Balco, or they did something, you know, like, it just seemed like there was so much of that. And it was all the big power hitters, except for Pujols, right? So, I don't know. I mean, that might play into it. It might not. They ended up going with Kurt Suzuki, a catcher, obviously, because it's always the catchers. And I felt really old, because I remember Kurt Suzuki in his rookie year. It was like 2005 or 2006, I remember. I think he was on the A's, I want to say.
I remember his time in the A's. I think he spent time in the Nationals as well. Yeah, he had a couple of stops.
Yeah. Pretty good catcher. Not any, you know, not anything special. He was an all-star once in a 16-year career. Yeah, started off with Oakland, Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta, Washington, I don't know. Would have been more fun if it was Pujols. Because that's a guy with a lot of highlights he could have shown. Kurt Suzuki, not so much. Kurt Suzuki finished his career with 143 home runs in 16 years. That's pretty bad. But either way. Good for him, And I think if Pujols really wants to manage, someone will give him a chance eventually. He has a good reputation, and he never had any scandals. So I think that, you know, that can help. But I also think, like, it's probably better. Was he, like, a hitting coach or any kind of coach first? No, nothing like that? I wonder if maybe it would make sense for him to do something like that first, or, like, have some kind of role like Jason Varitek has, you know, or something, like, just to kind of get in the swing of it a little bit. He never did anything. Never did any managing or anything. I know he didn't manage, but, like, I thought he did something in his post-playing career. Let's see. He was hired by the Angels as a special assistant, and he's been an analyst on MLB Network. 2023, he was named the official global ambassador of Baseball United, and he was named the manager of the Leones del Escogido, the team that won the series finale in the Caribbean World Series.
And also, Zach on Twitch just reminded me that he's going to be the manager of the Dominican Republic when the World Baseball Classic happens in next year.
Okay. So I'd say it's probably in the cards for him at some point, but I'm not surprised to see him get passed over now.
And before we get into the producer's point of the night, let's sound the horn. And Arcan, give us your early steam chaser of the week in the NFL for week 8.
All right, here it is. 4:05 on Sunday, the Saints are getting a visit from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Depends on what book you look at right now, but I saw early on DraftKings and I think on FanDuel as well, the Saints getting 5.5 points. Getting 5.5 points as home dogs. And if you're chasing the steam here, which I like to do on these weekends, this is a division game. Bucks are coming off a loss. Saints are better than they've been, and I think are the type of team that can surprise a team like the Bucks, who just got a bit of a reality check last night. And 73% of the bets are on Tampa minus, depending on where you look, 3.5, 4.5, or 5.5. Meanwhile, 55% of the money is on the Saints to cover that same number. Now, I'd be careful about what number you get, because 5.5 is a lot different from 3.5. But anything more than a field goal, I'd feel comfortable going with the home dog there. And the steam appears to be going that way as well. If you can still get into 5.5, I'd maybe do that here early in the week. And also just a quick thought on the Patriots while we're chasing the steam here. The Patriots, who are hosting the Cleveland Browns, are getting 64% of the bets to cover 6.5, some places it's 7. But they're getting 64% of the bets and 71% of the money. So right now the steam is going towards New England, even against that tough Cleveland defense. Which I think is no coincidence. Patriots are on a heater right now. Cleveland, I know, just beat up on Miami, but they're going to be on the road here, and the Patriots look like they're in pretty good shape. All right, that is this week's edition of Chasing the Steam.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
It actually makes sense that I'm talking about the Bruins, that they just tied it at 2 goals apiece. Thank you, David Pastrnak,
two
for that
second
one.
It's the most dangerous lead in sports.
I believe that's 2 goals in about 2 or 3 minutes. I'll have to get the official number on that one. But I'm actually going to go against you and your Bruins take. You said you judge the Bruins when they're taking on the Panthers, right?
Yes.
When they lose to the Panthers, it gets you down. If you win, it gives you a little bit of energy. I agree with you.
I said more than that, but yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's essentially the point. Mm-hmm. But what I want to tell everyone is that the season will not be made and it will not be broken on this Panthers loss, because it's already broken. You got to the highest point you got to.
Calling it a loss already, by the way. You're just declaring this a loss. They just tied the game.
No, I'm saying despite this game,
got it.
It's already
whatever
a loss.
Whatever happens in this game, it's a loss.
Exactly, because you were at the top. You peaked already, winning those 3 straight games. And then you crap before you go on the 3-game road trip, and then you just crap on the road trip because you can't find anyone else who can score other than David Pastrnak. So it's going to be a long season, Bruins fans, because my take of the night, the season's already lost.
Already lost. Doesn't matter what you do here, Bruins. And Joe Braverman says you already lost. Well, hey, listen, Joe says it. Joe says it. There's your producer's point.
I said earlier, don't go into the season with any expectations.
It's true, you did. You said this team is going to stink this year, and you have had that take since the season started. So there you go. Joe Braverman taking a big smelly dump all over the Bruins and any expectations he may have had for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.